RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Tuesday.
So, are we going to settle this once and for all?
Oh, yes, please. Let. Sino yung nagpadala? Merong hindi nakapindot.
Merong hindi nagpause to give me the cue. Did you hear yourself and how you read the entry?
Pero hindi mo pa rin pinindot.
Kasi walang cue.
Sabi mo, merong ano, meron akong hindi binasa. Binasa ko ang lahat.
Binasa mo, pero tuloy-tuloy ka. So walang cue para pumindot. Oh.
Oh, pero ang ending?
Uh-oh. Wala. Wait.
Because I
quits.
Sabi, alam mo pinagplanuhan na nito eh. Nung meron na nag-tweet, pinagplanuhan na niya yung kanyang defense.
Nag-reply na ako. Kinu-tweet na siya. Ko na. Oh, oh. Before ako simulang ano, masabihan na hindi ko pinindot. Kasi paano ko pipindotin? Eh yung delivery. Walang pause.
Ah, ay sus, kasalanan ko naman pala.
Ay, totoo!
Gusto ko yung ang daming nag-research. Sila Maxim De Winter, sila
Juice Black.
Juice Black, ang daming
Pati si Al Macchiato, siya yung nadama.
Yun,
kasi entry niya.
Entry niya. Hindi pala ni Juice Black. Diba akala natin si Juice Black kasi merong moment, di ba? You're like, did you press na for Juice Black? Remember that?
Yes.
So akala ko it was that.
No, it was Al Macchiato.
Apparently, it was Al
Macchiato. Kasi parang nag-segue tayo from like, I think Juice Blank's entry. So after Juice Blank's entry, parang you had a little comment. And then you went straight to Al Macchiato. Tapos tuloy-tuloy ka. Parang sabi mo, something, something, something. Ah, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And from Al Macchiato, true story. Tuloy-tuloy ka. So, walang chance to press. So, I thought, siguro, and because I was like doing so, I was also doing something else. In my ear, it sounded like one whole entry. Or it sounded like dalawa yung entry for a certain number. Kasi diba, we do that sometimes.
Pero parang ano, parang yung the tide of public opinion, parang kasalanan mo.
Parang no.
Ayan o. Oh, tinama. Parang,
that was before I pointed out, walang pause.
Sabi pa ni Tampoop, ay, hindi, iba-iba.
Ano, sige.
Meron
sige.
Eh, asan na yun?
Sabi mo yung mga names nung kampi sa'yo. Tandaan ko sila.
Para ma-block. Para ma-block.
Name them.
Si At.
Alam mo, tingnan mo, si Juice Blank. Ano yung sagot ni Juice Blank?
Sabi niya, Tom Alvarez voice. Heto na ang dahilan kung bakit di umano may nawawalang entry. See?
Sabi ni Juice Blank, mabilis nga si Chico dun sa entry ni Al Macchiato.
Nako, si Juice Blank, pati nanong
good
mo.
Good boy.
Toy mo yan. Eh, laruan mo yan. Siyempre, kakampi sa'yo yan.
Wala.
Oo, mag-ano ka lang eh.
The podcast does not lie.
but you do. But you do.
I love na. He just resumed. Wala man.
Wala pa mang ano.
Wala
pa mang
anything else. Siyempre,
kailangan i-settle agad.
Exactly.
Hindi tayo makaka-move on hanggang hindi na.
So, na, let's just agree on quits. Mm. Okay? Okay.
Okay. So, here we go.
Hindi, alam mo, feeling ko talaga, in the end, ang may kasalanan, yung mga ginawang big deal, hindi talaga tayo.
Basta, the end point nito, it's everybody else's fault but mine.
But mine.
Yep. Alam mo, nakakatawa. Sila na nga yung nagtsagang mag-research and everything. Kasalanan pa nila.
Eh, parang kasalanan yun. Kasi maliit na bagay.
Pinalaki. Ano yan? Maliit na bagay.
Pinalaki. Konting gusot. Dumarami.
Kasalanan nyo yan.
Okay na.
Okay na tayo, ha? Settled na.
Okay.
Move on na tayo.
I'm good. I'm good.
Sige. Mm-mm. So.
I'm good.
Let's thank Mike Ferrer this time for our topic. Hashtag, di ba ikaw yung... You know, ang daming pwedeng, ano nito, ha? Ang daming pwedeng facets nito.
Uh-huh.
Pwede yung somebody from your past that you'd never really stayed in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see each other again in the future, in the far future. And then you're like, do you remember me? I was your classmate in grade school. Wait, di ba ikaw yung...
Ta-ta-ta.
Blah, 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 right? Or pwede rin... Like, minsan you're like barkada already. And you are together. Pero hindi nyo maalala kung sino yung... Di ba ikaw yung... Dati sabi mo ganito, ganito. Mm. Pwede rin ganon.
Di ba ikaw yung nagsimula nung ganito, ganyan, dadadada?
Di ba ikaw yung nagsabi na si ganito, ganyan?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you are together, you know who they are. Yung isa kasi it's about identity. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba ikaw yung na poop sa pantalon nung grade
school
tayo?
Funny, you should bring this ganon? Up kasi parang meron kaming would you rather nung friends ko recently. Parang would you rather be remembered as the person who pooped in school? Or the person, parang the thief, the magnanakaw.
Ooh, that's tough.
Kasi diba, yung mga bata, may mga ganun na parang, you know, sometimes it's a phase. I mean, I never had that phase.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I knew of people, or well, not really people. Isa lang yung kilala ko actually, na parang, pag sinabi mo yung parang magna in school, siya yung naalala.
Siya yung ano.
And then I also know someone na pag sinabi mong nag... poop sa school. Siya din yung naalala din, ko.
Oh.
So would you rather be remembered as yung isa or the other one?
Parang wala kang panalo eh. Kasi isa, it's bad. Kasi it speaks very badly of your personality. Diba? Magnanakaw. Hello. Who would want that? But at the same time, isa naman nakakahiya. Like
exactly.
It doesn't speak ill of you, but it's so gross.
I know.
And you don't want, and honestly, the moment you said that, automatically, somebody came to mind.
Diba? You never forget.
You never forget.
You never forget.
And I'm pretty sure sobrang ayos ng buhay niya and sobrang amazing niya na tao ngayon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've lost touch, pero gets.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know, this person has made a great life for himself.
But
in my memory, this person's been reduced
to that.
To the person who, in school.
Exactly.
Which is horrible. It's so horrible.
I know.
I actually like this person, but gets like,
oh my god,
it's so sad na yun yung naaalala ko.
It's a tough choice, diba?
Kasi parang it was such a big thing because people were like, what? Basta, it's a little too early in the morning.
Okay.
Basta, there's a story behind it and it's like...
The one that I remember, super gross then. Tsaka the one that I remember kasi, not even grade school. This happened first year high school.
Yung sa akin din high school.
Oh no!
Kaya bad kasi adults na.
Yung parang, not adults,
no, I mean gets,
but like,
relatively
old
speaking,
enough to...
Parang you should know better than
exactly.
You should have gone to, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
At saka ang ano kasi is, nagkaroon pa ng parang witch hunt. Na parang,
same!
Because people knew that this happened,
yeah.
But people didn't know who.
Yep. Oh my gosh, same! Damn!
Did we go to the same girls' school?
Excuse me, ibang school year ka definitely.
I love it. Hindi mo kinall out yung girls' school.
Yung school year lang yung...
Yung school year lang yung pinati niya.
Hindi, pero
diba? Like,
honestly, parang sabi ko nga, parang...
Kaya parang na-cement. Kasi parang there was this like, merong na blank.
Yeah.
Sino, hindi ko alam. Tapos gets. Tapos parang siyang wildfire.
Honestly, parang nandidiri ako. I actually picked the other one. Yung pwedeng... Malay mo, ano lang naman yun. Hindi naman proven yung accusation na may ninakaw ko or whatever.
Parang you can always claim na it was
a lie.
Unjust. At
exactly.
Yung kumbaga, yung if you're no longer that,
parang it's...
You can always say, I was a kid.
That was a phase, you know? I was like lashing out
hindi,
or
totoo,
whatever.
Like even the Hollywood, remember like Mark Wahlberg, he was actually in jail.
Hello, Winona Ryder.
For beating up people. You know, that's definitely not a light thing. Pero when you show that you've changed,
yeah,
and you're a much better person, parang they can put that aside.
Exactly, but the other one,
the other one you can't live down.
So parang yung choice ko na lang, parang I'll just say na, baka idol ko si Winona Ryder then, di ba? I don't know. Parang, yeah, but equally...
Parang there's a bouncing back.
Equally unforgettable.
Yeah, that's true.
Di ba? Anyway.
But yeah. So, you know, yan, very that. Di ba ikaw yung... Sana it's the good kind.
Yeah.
Because remember, this can be positive, this can be negative.
Sana hindi embarrassing.
So, for example, let's give you some examples. Di ba ikaw yung classmate ko sa college na until that time, hindi patuloy? Kasi sa atin, it's a big deal. You know,
yes.
To be honest, in other countries, it doesn't matter. I remember it was such a big deal on X.
Mm-hmm.
Nung latest pasabog ni Bad Bunny.
Na
parang like based on the stamp.
But hindi ko to alam.
It's like, he's blank?
On?
No. Diba?
So
surprising.
Surprising.
Si Sir.
Oh.
And
oh.
People like, and
okay.
A lot of people are like, okay, my world has ended. Parang gusto nila hindi.
Hindi na lang.
Oo, parang ganun.
Parang, alam mo, parang may ano kasi, I feel like sa panahon ngayon, there is something about being on, you know,
that's
uncircumcised. That's parang, that makes people curious and that makes people...
Or cooler? I don't know.
And yun nga, other people are
cultural.
Curious about it.
It's cultural.
Yeah.
You know, there are religions kasi that kind of like...
But definitely, in the Philippines, especially a certain time,
gosh.
That was not cool.
Even naman now, I mean, the Tagalog word for uncircumcised is a slur. Not slur, but an insult. Yeah. Diba? Parang like when, let's say, firecrackers don't explode.
Yeah.
You call it that.
Mm.
Pag yung kunyari, nag-shoot ka ng basketball ka, tas hindi pumasok yung shinot mo, you call it that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So yung negative. Like,
yung parang ano ka naman pala eh, fail ka
wale.
Naman eh. Parang ganon, wale, fail, and then that word. So, you know, it's supposedly, parang like, or I remember, pag kunyari medyo, late teens ka na tapos malalaman nila hindi pa S ka pa parang
yeah.
Like it's a point of
why
ridicule.
Can't you say it
I can't.
Say the word
I can't
say it
tupot
ano ka bulon.
I can't. I just use
say
the,
it
let's just
say
use the
it.
Term pero diba here kasi it's a bad hindi man bad thing but it's something that you hide. I remember when we had parang this, I don't know this, I forgot why we had to do it, but everybody had to do like a urinalysis, like
uh-huh.
The whole year.
Mm.
So everybody was given like little bottles, plastic bottles. I remember everyone was just peeing in the, you know, alam mo yung general urinal.
Uh-huh.
Na hindi siya per, hindi siya yung
parang
separate
no
urinal.
Parang no privacy.
Parang it's like a wall basically.
Okay.
And you know, there's just a little gutter and you all pee at the same time.
Yeah.
Dun sila lahat nagpipee. I had to go into the cubicle because at the time
you weren't.
I wasn't, and I didn't want people to know that I wasn't circumcised yet because I would never live that down.
Tsaka parang
so
even
I had to
after,
be in a cubicle.
Parang pag nagstick na yung nickname, Diba?
Yeah, yeah. And even after you do, and oh my gosh, and I never, because I was relatively late. Uh-huh. Parang grade 4, grade 5, late
usually,
na yon.
Kids oh, get
earlier,
it done. Like,
earlier, way, earlier. Okay. So parang alam mo yon, like I didn't even if I already was, I didn't want people to know that it happened so late. Kasi people would say, even if I, if, kunyari, alam, nalaman nila, people would be like, ano, so tupot ka pa since, you know, until
tupot,
now.
Tupot, I can't with right? Tupot. Support.
Right? So it was like, yeah, I had to hide it.
You didn't have a growth spurt or anything like that? Because a lot of people associate like yung growth spurt with getting circumcised.
Yeah, diba, what they say naman. Kasi natataon, people
itatapat
usually
lang
get...
sa age range.
Yes. So usually, around puberty, that's when a lot of kids... Diba, hindi naman lahat from birth. Diba kasi from birth. Diba, meron ding, ano, meron ding superstition na, or belief, mistaken belief, that it grows back. If you get circumcised too early. Yung pagkapanganak.
Yeah.
Some people
my
get
nephew.
Circumcised agad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ako alam ko meron din ako nephew or a couple of nephews na ganun din. Pero yun nga, hindi naman totoo yun. But so some, they wait, para siyang ano, coming of age. They wait until you're a little bit bigger. Kasi parang, it's some, parang ano mo yun eh, rite of passage.
True.
As a man. So, tutuliin ka. So, usually, it's in the, you know, 7, 8, 9...
Yeah.
Age range. Ako, at grade 4 or grade 5, medyo matanda na yon. Hindi pa naman super. Hindi naman high school levels matanda. Pero, relatively speaking, I didn't want my classmates to know that I had it done so late.
Pero feeling ko now, because dumarami na yung progressive parents, parang I have a feeling na mas marami na yung parang baka they would give the kid parang
the choice. Well, yeah. Plus, parang we're more global now.
Yun nga. So, we're more familiar with the other side.
Na parang, ay, cool naman pala. Diba? So, like, the Europeans are not circumcised. The Japanese, the Chinese, the Koreans.
Oh, wow.
So, ang parang tayo lang talaga yung, and the Americans are the ones who are very particularly circumcised. Yeah, because I think it's also like a religion thing.
It is, yeah.
So if you're, I think if you're Catholic, yung mga Catholic countries, yun.
Medyo may...
Kasi para it's part of the whole, I don't know, something.
It's weird.
Right?
And you know, if I were a boy, hindi ko rin sure how I would feel about it.
Well, if I'm Filipino, if I'm born in the Philippines, if I had my choice, I still would be. Kasi I hear, parang... That's the general. Diba the rumor was, the reason Barbara Streisand broke up with Don Johnson was because he's not.
Oh.
And it's a Jewish thing. Diba remember, even during the Holocaust?
Yeah.
There's this movie, I forgot the movie. Dun na disc, kasi he was trying to hide the fact that he was Jewish. He was actually part of the Nazi army. But he's actually Jewish.
See Don Johnson.
No. Yung movie.
Ah, okay.
Tapos, he masqueraded as a German. Because he looks very German.
Okay.
But he's actually Jewish. Uh-huh. And this was during the Holocaust. Uh-huh. So obviously he had to hide it, right? Tapos, dun na discover that the truth. Because parang parang he was taking a bath or something, and then somebody walked in.
Oh, so they found out.
And then they were like, why is your wee-wee like that?
Yeah.
Like, only
why does
Jews
it look
are
different?
Only Jews are uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Only Jews are
circumcised.
So they were like, that's when it all clicked.
And
then
see,
he was caught.
Jewish.
And she is, diba? I mean, she's definitely 100% Jewish.
Yes.
And Don Johnson is not.
She has the notes for it.
Supposedly, the first time that, you know, they got intimate and she saw that he was not, she was like, oh, you have to get circumcised. And he was like, no, I'm not going to have myself circumcised for you.
Oh, wow.
So they broke up. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's interesting.
Right? Because remember,
pero
they were together.
Don Johnson, diba? What was that face?
I guess for you.
Wow! Ako pala.
If you say so.
Sige na nga. Hindi, pero parang... I'm not sure if I'm thinking of the correct person, ha? Let me Google. Kasi parang may image ako in my head. But I'm not quite sure. Don Johnson Young. Well, old is hot. Yes. Uh-oh. Shanghai.
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice days.
Yeah.
Let me look for
those,
him.
That was his iconic. Those were his iconic years.
Oh, I think he's hotter now. Like as an older man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hello, Gilf.
Don Johnson.
74. He's already 74, but he looks really good.
Actually, look. Looks really good.
Oh. Hello. Hello, po.
Ito na naman siya. Ito na naman siya. Hello po.
Hello po.
Another example.
Mano po.
Diba ikaw yung nag-propose on stage during a concert tapos tinurn down nung girl?
Oh no. Well, you know, that's a risk a lot of people are willing to take.
Yeah.
Just to have that like moment.
Pero ang hirap pag nag-viral ka for these reasons.
I really can't.
I mean, even if kunyari for the sake of argument na you're okay na, you're, let's say you have a wife and kids na, you're happy, but that's always looming over your head.
Yeah.
Na, oh, you're that guy.
That happened.
Oo, di ba?
Parang posterized as the hinindian.
And another example, di ba ikaw yung nanalo sa beauty contest sa barangay, pero na-discover later on na nagbayad sa judges?
Para ooh! Mas okay pa yung tinanggalan ng crown.
Yeah.
Because of so-and-so.
Of whatever reason.
Kesa yung, you know, you only won because you bribed the judges.
Like, for example, Miss Universe won
Vanessa Williams, for example.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah, because she posed nude.
Right.
In Penthouse magazine. Before the pageant. And when they found out, they stripped her of the title. Another example was Miss Russia, if I'm not mistaken. She won Miss Universe.
What did she do?
Conflicting stories. Some people said she was going to focus on the military.
Oh.
Some people said sobrang ano siya, pasaway.
Ah.
And they just came up with a parang less nakakahiya answer.
Okay.
To why she was dethroned.
Yeah.
But actually it was just that. Like she wasn't showing up daw for gigs.
Mm.
She wasn't showing up for interviews.
Okay.
Supposedly. Pero yun yung mga na-dethroned.
But definitely that's less embarrassing than you buying your crown.
Oh, that's definitely. Kasi yun, parang you won it fair and square.
Yeah.
You just didn't. Kumbaga parang.
You'll always have that.
You'll always have that.
Diba?
Kumbaga, naging pabaya ka lang.
Binawi lang.
Oo.
But for, you know, for a reason.
Kaya nga, it was so weird. Yung final walk, the next year, it was like, sino yan?
Kasi
it was the first runner-up.
At the time, I'm sure, well, obviously, wala pa social media.
Yeah.
So, it probably wasn't like newsworthy.
Yeah. And people were like, who's that? And then everybody forgot that she was actually the first runner-up.
Because,
diba, but unless you made a, like, kunyari, like, Colombia of Pia.
Yeah.
I mean, unless something like that happens, usually
you don't remember the first runner-up.
You just remember lang the...
True.
Like the other day, I was watching the NBA. No, at the airport, not me. Because...
Why?
Yung mukha ni Hazel parang, why are you watching NBA?
You okay?
You wanna talk?
You okay, bro?
Hindi kasi yun yung nagpa-play sa airport. So parang ano siya, parang best of ni LeBron.
Mm.
So na-curious ako. So I started actually like Googling. Like, ilan na ba yung napanalo na ni LeBron na championship?
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you go to Wikipedia, makikita mo kasi, parang sa tennis, di ba?
Yeah.
When you go to like, okay, Wimbledon champions, magugulat ka na, ang dami palang runner-up ni ganito.
Mm.
And you don't realize, unless you're a super fan,
yeah,
kung sino yung mga natalo during the finals, mm-hmm, di ba? Unless very statistician ka na.
Yeah.
Naalala mo pa na, ah, natalo ni Roger si ganito, natalo. But other than that, you usually don't remember.
True.
Who the quote-unquote losers.
The loser. The first loser.
Were. And another example, di ba ikaw yung todo hardcore supporter nung natalo sa election? Pero ngayon, number one supporter nung nanalo na dati kulang na lang isuka mo.
It's giving Philippine politics.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ever since.
Basta yung parang nandun ka sa side of whoever wins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oh, that is such
kaya
a...
nga they say, wala naman talagang legit magkakaaway sa politika
totoo
sa Pilipinas.
Yan. Totoo yan. Very Survivor.
Yeah.
Diba yung parang one moment, ito yung alliance mo. Pag feeling mo, hindi mo na siya alliance. You go to bed with the enemy.
Yeah.
And then siya naman yung alliance mo. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then maya-maya, when it suits you, you go back to your, yung nagsulian na kayo ng kandila because it suits your game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. And another example, di ba ikaw yung relative newbie na biglang na-promote after an, quote, overnight meeting with a boss?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean.
Di ba ikaw yun?
Again, just surviving for some people, I guess.
For some people, it's as simple as that.
Di ba?
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know? But there you go. Like we said, it could be positive, it could be negative. But sometimes we find ourselves saying, "Tipay ko yun." If you want to join us, go ahead. Send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Diba Ikaw Yung in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
More from the text line. Good morning to Maxim, who says, finally, blending na ulit siya.
I know, right?
Yung legit nagtaka ako, bakit di pa kayo nag-OPM riot? Tuesday pa lang pala.
Kaya nga eh.
Masyado namang advance mag-isip si Maxim. Hello to Mayi. Good morning to Kitty Kuting, who says, good morning TMR, thruple.
Thruple?
I just had a very out of nowhere TMR moment. I was talking or taking out of my trash. I was taking out my trash and suddenly, kumanta siya ng binabasura ng iba. Ang tinit treasure, treasure, treasure ko.
Akala ko yung basura yung kumanta. I was taking out the trash, tapos bilang kumanta siya ng trash, kumanta?
Kinantan siya ng trash.
Uh-huh.
Hello to Malay and good morning to the USC Kada, Florence, Claire, Atiku, Christine, Jinky, Riza, June, EJ, and Richard. And finally, hello to the UP Dreamers and the D2 Run crew from Jerome Santos. Good morning!
Akala ko ang kinanta niya, ano? I'm only happy when it rains.
By garbage.
Yung basura niya. Siyempre, yung nakakantahin.
Is that your favorite garbage song?
Yeah.
I think mine
I also would be
Androgyny.
And
girls in the bathroom.
Androgyny. Yung lahat niya. Androgyny lang yung kinanta.
Exactly.
Androgyny. Para sa concert, alam mo yung ano, yung ang hina ng kanta pag hindi alam ang lyric.
Pero pag
androgyny. Para madinig ng mga katabi
mo. Of course.
Mo na, alam mo yung lyric.
Oh, fan ka talaga kaya ka nanonood. But I also like, I think I'm paranoid.
I also like that.
I love that too.
Para gusto ko. I'm only happy when it rains.
Oh, Shirley Manson.
Ah, queen.
Queen indeed. But there you go. I think that's it for greets for now.
All right, so we are thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic. Di ba ikaw yung... Let's start off with JP Losopo.
Number 10.
Di ba ikaw yung naka-assign sa mga administrative tasks na yan? Bakit naka-delegate lahat sa amin? Yossi break na lang natira sa'yo.
Ooh.
Eh, yun lang. Kasi siya ang assigned to delegate eh.
Pero you know
so
when
technically,
you...
technically, he can delegate it the way he wants.
That's
to.
True. And also when you think about it, medyo yung concept of having your little breaks, parang I don't think may set rules kasi for it in some places. I'm not sure kung lahat ganun. Pero yung parang, di ba kasi usually pag office hours ka na regular, you have your like lunch break.
Yes.
Which is an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, kunyari 9 hours ka at work, you have 1 hour lunch break. And then you can take like little breaks in between. Mga 10 to 15
coffee
minute
breaks.
Yeah. Pero parang wala namang definitive rule na you're only allowed like 2 breaks per day. And you're only allowed 2 10-minute breaks. Walang rule na ganun
wala,
usually.
Wala. Pero kung ang inassign niya sa sarili niya, Yossi break.
No,
and nothing else. Parang hindi yata tama yun.
Of course, of course.
Dapat meron nga, kaya nga siya break eh. It's a break from work.
That's true.
Kung wala kang work.
But imagine then the pain kung smoker ka. Especially, I feel like now, na yeah. parang it's difficult to find like smoking areas. And I'm sure most buildings ban smoking. And
actually, that's the thing. I told you, diba, na I was watching yung Capote versus the Swans. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 60s, 70s. Kasi it time jumps eh.
Yeah.
Parang 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. Nasushok ako. Kasi more than the outfits, more than the like period pieces, nasushok ako na in restaurants, they would suddenly take out a cigarette and start yeah. smoking. And I'm like, I just completely forgot that there was a time you could smoke anywhere.
Like indoors?
Indoors and anywhere.
Wow.
Kasi nga, bago pa, I mean, hindi man bago, pero gets. Like,
tsaka cool pa siya at the time,
cool
I guess.
Cool pa siya at the time. And in the weirdest, most public, most enclosed spaces, they would suddenly light a cigarette.
Yeah. And like, parang you associate wow. that talaga with like glamour, especially during that time period.
During that time period.
Kasi I'm sure, hello, sino pa yung makaka-afford nun, diba? Only
totoo.
People who had money. So, pero yun nga, 2024, it's a different story because I feel like, yun nga, wala nang smoking within like your building, in the building.
Yeah.
But also, even if bumaba ka ng building, usually, wala pa rin smoking like right outside the building. Hahanap
totoo,
ka pa
hahanap
literally
ka pa.
Ng parang smoking area
yes.
na yung designated smoking area, I guess, nearby.
Pero ano,
which could be like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes away. Who knows?
Ang nanotice ko, parang it's less enforced now.
Oh yeah, kasi nung bago siya, it was really...
It was more enforced
yeah,
before. Because
yeah.
in the place where we live, dati, merong area doon na people were not smoking mm. anymore. And then now, when I pass by,
oh my smoking. Gosh, you know what? I forgot something. Now that we're talking about smoking, I was gonna rat someone out kasi there was one evening na nagtapo yata ako ng trash or nagpick up ako ng delivery. My cigarette butts in the elevator!
Oh.
Like, 2 or 3 cigarette butts. And I was like, paano nagka-cigarette butts?
First of all,
it's a non-smoking building.
Yeah.
Bawal nga pati vape in the building eh. Pero the fact na, I'm sure kasi minsan meron kang maaamoy sa hallway.
Yes.
So pag ganun, usually, you know, people rat their neighbors out.
Right,
parang,
right.
Smells like cigarette smoke dito sa hallway ng ganito, ganyang mm-hmm, floor. Mm-hmm. Pero ito talaga, like, first time for me to see actual cigarette butts. Tsaka ba't nasa elevator? Tapos inisip ko, naapakan ba siya? Na, did someone throw their trash? Tapos, alam mo yun, bumulwak?
Kasi
tapos lumuwa yung... Hindi bumulwak yung trash.
Naalala ko siya sa bumulwak tayo.
Hindi,
gets? Baka meron sa CCTV.
Yun nga, kaya nga, I made a mental note na mag-report ako sa admin sa Viber group to tell them to check out the CCTV para malaman kung kanino galing yung
at
cigarette butts.
At the time, date and time
hey,
you were there.
Hindi ko na maalala.
Para maano nila from that point back.
Man! Missed opportunity to be a Karen!
To be a snitch!
Sayang, nakalimutan ko.
See?
Ay, nako.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 9. Pause.
Good. As you should.
Good ka dyan. Di ba ikaw yung na-wrong send ng vulgar picture mo sa group chat ng office natin? You were probably sending it to somebody else, but
yeah.
since you were also joining the other chat, mm-hmm. dun mo siya napindot.
Very, very dangerous. My friend Tony, like, showed us her group chats. Punong-puno ng emoji.
Oh my God.
Kasi nga, to prevent sending it to, you know, the wrong
exactly.
group chat or
hindi,
whatever.
Hindi, kasi nga ano eh. Like, for example, for me, the worst that I probably experienced na was me sending my message to a toy seller on the RX group. Buti na lang, ganun lang.
Yeah, that was, diba?
Na-send
that was your
ko na.
Slip.
Kukunin ko yung Batman tsaka yung Superman.
Oh my God.
Tapos bigay yung boss natin. Hoy, nasa RX group
huli
chat
ka. Nabasa naming lahat.
Nabasa. Huling-huli. Bumibili ng toy.
Dapat pala sinumbong kita.
ano na ba tayo na?
Hindi pa.
So you saw this happen. You saw this unfold.
Pretty sure I did.
Pretty sure. Mm-mm. From Genshin Impact, to.
Number 8.
Diba ikaw yung nakatayo sa poste kagabi na naka-corset, fishnet stockings, kinky boots, tas kumakaway sa mga random na kotse?
May budget pang corset, ha?
Merong budget for corset?
Oo.
Wait. Mahal yun, ha?
Yeah.
At masakit, di ba?
The good
sabi
quality
nila?
Ones.
Like, corsets, it's so painful. Yes. Cinch. Di ba yung cinch?
Exactly. Kasi talagang you pull on like the...
Cinched for the gods. Di ba that's
yes.
What they call it?
Expensive.
Something Maya doesn't do.
From Galactus Intolerance.
Number 7.
Shade.
Di ba ikaw yung nakapost sa most wanted list at may reward na 10 million pesos, dead or alive? Diyan ka lang ha, kaalis, babalik ako.
Oh my God. Never say anything. They're probably gonna kill you.
Or escape.
Hindi, ililigpit ka kasi nakita mo sila eh. Meaning, diba, you can, kahit mag-escape sila, matitimbrehan mo pa rin the popo na parang, oh, nandito yung wanted. O di, parang medyo may lead na rin.
Alam mo, natatawa. Saan ba yun? I think college or high school or something. Tapos we asked this classmate to translate. We wrote the script in Tagalog. Basta parang ganun. Tapos turns out it was supposed to be in English pala. So parang, like, can you just translate it na into English para kamali tayo. Ganyan. Tin-translate niya. Eh, yung pinag-translate namin, we didn't realize. We were busy doing other stuff. More important stuff.
Okay.
Turns out, siya pa yung Inglesero na hindi marunong masyado mag-Tagalog.
Oh, no.
So, inano niya, tin-translate niya. Merong isang part dun, guns dapat. Sabi nung script nakalagay dun, tuloy nung pinerform namin, walang sense. Sabi, I'm going to organize you, kid.
Huh?
Iligpit kita. Para iligpit mo siya mga bata. Basta parang ganon. So, ang lumabas, we're going to organize you children or something like that. Kasi parang, pagkakatranslate niya sa ililigpit kita,
literal.
Iligpit nyo siya,
uh-oh,
mga bata. Di ba, very goon?
Yeah.
I shall organize you, kids.
Imagine an action movie tapos ganun yung
hinayahan
ni Jason Statham.
It was horrible.
Or ni Liam Neeson.
Yung Pilipino
yung... I'm going to organize you, kid.
Oh, yung no. Parang ano, yung parang Pilipino yung scriptwriter.
Tapos tinranslate. Or parang ginugol translate.
Diba even with ano, that's one of the things that we always talk about when we talk to student jocks.
Yeah.
Parang it's so difficult when you think in Tagalog and then you instead of thinking in English, if you think in Tagalog and then you translate it, sometimes the translation doesn't quite
make sense.
Work.
Yeah.
Diba? Kahit yung ano eh, diba yung kasi nga iba ang conjugation ng Tagalog, iba ang, you know what I mean? So
yes,
that's where the problem usually lies because you're thinking in Tagalog kaya weird yung pati inflection mo very Tagalog.
Yeah.
Yung mga tipong
and Tagalog is such a complicated language.
Para yung you're so long. Yung ang tagal mo eh. Yung kasi nga pag tinranslate mo iba yung construction.
Oh yeah, it's so traffic.
It's so traffic, which is bad, which is commonly used.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
And from Mike Ferrer.
Number 6.
Di ba ikaw yung may kamay na bakal sa pagpapatupad ng batas sa iba, pero lenient pagkaibigan at kapamilya?
Nepotism.
Actually, not just like with politicians or like, I don't know, policemen or something. Even in micro situations.
Yeah.
Like sometimes in the office. Yung kunyari, you know how like sometimes some of the employees friends nung boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tapos pag yung hindi niya friend, sobrang stricto niya. Pero pag friends niya, suddenly parang the rules are not as important. Pero pag ibang tao, suddenly like, you know the rules. Very ganon.
And what's your take on that? Siyempre, if it favors you.
Hindi, siyempre, di ba? Obviously, parang you're like, turn a blind eye. Pero on paper, obviously that's not right. Pero right, obviously kung ikaw yung nakikinabang, kung ikaw yung friend, okay sa'yo yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag hindi ko yung friend, you're like, ah,
Wait a second.
Wait a second. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. Mm-hmm. Diba? And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 5.
Di ba ikaw yung laging pumapasok nang walang bag o ballpen sa school pero may hawak laging milk tea? True story. Me during college.
Oh.
Actually, no, pwede nga ganun yung entry nyo, no? Like, how do people usually describe you?
Right, when they see you again when after a long time.
Di ba ikaw yung... right? Pwede, yeah. Pwede
how
rin ganito.
How do they know you during
high school? So not just you saying it to other people, but how do people describe you when they see you after a long time? Coming from designer dad.
Number 4.
Di ba ikaw yung classmate ko na papasok na walang gamit? Pero pag uwi mo, may ballpen ka na, may paper, may baon ka pang dala paglabas ng school.
Thief.
Okay.
Like, kompleto yung gamit niya paglabas.
Well, either thief or ma-PR kasi maraming nagdo-donate sa kanya
totoo.
Ng stuff.
Either that or accidentally.
True. Mahirap pag accidentally bring home a lot when you go to school with nothing.
Parang, ang dami naman.
Ang makakalimutin mo naman.
Kinuha mo lahat.
Inuwi mo lahat. And from Al Macchiato.
Number 3.
Diba ikaw yung teacher na sinabihan ako na I'll be a teenage mom dahil sa kalandian ko? Well, joke's on you. I still haven't gotten pregnant and I'm in my 30s.
Oh my God, what a horrible thing to say.
I was going to say.
Alam mo
and
talaga,
to a kid.
I swear, okay, some people, child. Some teachers got away with like murder back in that day. Like pre-social media. I do feel like a lot of kids before who might have been verbally abused just didn't know like how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Didn't know where to turn. Kasi ako personally, I never experienced it. Kasi nga, I was brought up by my parents, especially my mom, na talagang if anybody ever does anything, na parang anybody ever crosses like the line, like make sure you tell me everything, ganyan, ganyan. Tsaka yun nga, I report everything to my mom kasi. So walang ganun. Pero even I witnessed stuff na yung parang I felt it was wrong. Yung parang even if it wasn't done to me, tsaka sinasabihan ko din yung classmate ko, may classmate ako before, parang why don't you tell your parents? Like, sumbong mo yan.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, why would you allow her to talk to you like that? Eh, alam mo naman ako, naiinis ako pag may injustice na nagaganap in my presence. Mm-hmm. Pero wala. You know, sometimes siguro it's a different relationship or dynamic between the kid and the parents.
Yeah.
Maybe yung parents niya, hindi rin naman, alam mo yun?
Or hindi rin palaban.
Feeling niya, hindi rin siya papakinggan.
O yun.
Posible din.
Baka sabihan lang siya na parang,
or baka you're lying.
Baka naman you're doing something, that's
yun
why nagagalit yung teacher mo sa'yo.
So,
you know, that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Pero, you know, if anything like that happens, if, you know, you're a student and you're listening, make sure you report it. Kung hindi mo kaya report sa parents mo, report it to someone in school.
A guidance counselor?
Exactly, an authority figure.
Yeah.
Do something about it. You can't just let these people get away with stuff like that because they're going to continue doing it.
True. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number two.
Diba ikaw yung nagsabi na mas pipiliin mong maging single kesa pumasok sa isang relationship for convenience? Eh, sino yung kausap mo sa phone mo na ang pagkakasave ng pangalan eh? Sugar Daddy. Kala ko pa you'd rather be single.
Synonymous yan sa convenience for some people.
Oh, diba? Mm-hmm. And the top.
And the top entry.
Salamat, nagtugma.
Notice how pag nagpo-pause ka appropriately.
Notice
sakto.
If nagpe-pay attention ka. Sakto yung numero. Alam mo, pwede tayo dun sa Capote versus the Swan. We should be like characters there. Kasi it's so catty. It's so
really?
Juicy.
Sige na nga, continue.
Continue mo. Science. Maganda siya. Tayo yung mga the Swans.
How apt.
Tampupo says, di ba ikaw yung number one homophobe nung college?
Ooh.
Pero nahuling pumapasok sa sketchy, quote, all-male massage place.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sometimes,
kaya sila galit kasi repressed.
Yeah. You know,
they're frustrated because they can't let it out.
The anger, the self-loathing they feel for themselves, because they obviously think it's wrong, but they're also doing it. So yung galit nila sa sarili nila, they turn it outwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start, like, fulminating against, you know, the thing that they hate about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what happens. But there you go. The top 10. Diba ikaw yung... If you want to join us, go ahead and, you know, send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Diba ikaw yung in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Chef Sheffin and also to Justin Sayana. Hello to Angeli. Welcome back, Marquee, she says.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hello, Yontifian, who also watched you already.
Oh, yes. Ah, thank you so much for coming to watch the show.
Sabi ni Yontifian, tapos na bang pagtutuos? Number 5 kasi yung binasa. Yeah. Tapos na ang pagtutuos as soon as we started the show earlier.
At saka nag-ano na kami, nagsusuklay na kami. Kasi nagsabunutan na kami.
I love it.
Naawat lang because of Philip Chonglo's padala.
Nag-ano na kami, susuot na ulit kami ng hair clip.
Tapos na ang sabunutan.
Ng hair clip. Ng mga butterfly clips namin.
Thanks again, Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
For the treat. And good morning to Mar, who's also gonna send us food tomorrow.
Oh my God.
We love that. Thank you, Mar.
Perfect. Kasi nangungulila ako for the next few days. So salamat po sa pagkain.
Hello to Adventure. Good morning to AJ and Harold. Hello to Coco and Sophia. Says, grabe, kawawan man si Maya na nananahimik na pero tinamaan pa rin. Catching strays!
What did I say?
What happened?
About the corset. Kasi yung reaction mo kanina, ugh.
I did. I just said, ugh. Yeah.
Ano lang na may sumabit sa throat. Okay, we'll go with that. Hello to Artsy. Good morning. Also saying hi to Japat from Stockholm. Congrats again, Marquee, for the successful start of Rent. Wish I was there to watch. Sabi ni Japat.
Aw, thanks, Japat.
Pwede ka naman umuwi from Norway. And
from Stockholm.
Ah, sa Sweden.
Sweden.
So, uwi ka sandali, nood ka, tapos balik ka. Balik ka na Sweden.
Trust.
After the show.
Trust and believe. Come home and watch the show. Because, like, I think we have not extended dates, but we have other dates available now. I think there's, like, a Wednesday show.
Wow.
Like, because of the clamor, we have been getting people asking if they can buy more shows on separate dates.
Wow.
So we're very excited and hope you guys come watch both casts. It's a different experience each time, I hear.
Sweet. Hello to Maxim. And also saying good morning to Mark Enriquez, to Butter Baby na tawang tawa sa pause. Every entry.
Hello from Juice Blank.
Pause.
Eye roll. Dapat pause is my eye roll.
Hello to Jabs. Good morning to his girlfriend. We may not be in the best situation right now, but I know we'll get through this together.
Aww.
I love you so much, my love. And I love you guys also, but not that much. Well, not as much as a girlfriend,
well, of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
Brian Musikahan is also locked in, and he says, congrats to the Philippines for winning the very first Mr. Bear International.
Oh, congratulations, Filipinos.
Wait,
held in Bangkok during Songkran.
What is...
So legit my Philippine representative.
There is such a thing.
He literally sent us
a Mr.
photo.
Mr. Bear.
There's
Mr.
a
Bear
photo.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, it's not just Southeast Asia, huh? People from all over the world who joined that.
Oh my God. It's time. Hello to Eric.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite. I saw that post with... No. With Kayla.
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Congratulations. Thank you for making us proud.
Congratulations, Chinito Ken. Thank you for making the country proud. Proud.
she was listening yesterday when we were talking about
so
it.
So she knows already. Tawang-tawa.
So did she just find out then? Did you correct her?
No, not right there. I just saw the clip.
Kasi.
Pero nung nag-clip nga, kasi si Chinito Kent, okay, backgrounder. Chinito Kent nagpa-greet. So obviously, it was a wink-wink greet.
Sabi
niya.
Dog show.
Oo. So ang ano niyan, you know, to be honest, I don't think he was trying to hoodwink naman Kayla. It was more like a wink-wink lang na, please say hi to me. I'm officially the official representative of the Philippines to the Songkran and ganyan-ganyan. So binasa ni Kayla and then it's like, okay, hello to Chinito Kent, who's the official Philippine representative to Songkran. Thank you for making the country. So, tawang-tawa ako kasi tapos ito naman si Your Cup of Tea, no? Like he tweeted about it later on, sabi niya, oh my gosh, Kayla, but don't worry, you know what, wag mo lang itatanong kung ano yung sport na nag-expose. What kind of sport they're playing during the Songkran?
Yeah, water sports. The ones with the, the guns.
The water guns.
Water guns.
Okay.
That's the one, right?
Oh. Yeah.
They have water guns and they shoot at each other.
Oh, speaking of, I was so happy because when we were in Palawan, sabi ko, we need to have golden showers in Palawan.
What's this? Like actual gold.
No!
The trees!
Gold-plated?
The trees!
The ones
with the yellow flowers. Diba dalawa yan? Flame tree and golden shower. Yun yung puno na yellow yung flowers.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Golden showers.
O, dali na! Yala na ba kayo magbubuka?
I didn't know that.
That's what it's called. Hello kami. Meron kaming golden showers sa harap ng bahay namin noon. So sabi ko, we have to have that because it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Magbubuk na.
Oh my gosh. So that's what
the... Yan, see? Kaya nga. Yeah. Hello. What are you thinking ba?
Kaya nga.
Like, I actually thought you meant
akala
like...
Ko golden like hardware.
Like golden showers. Uh-oh, like actual like
yung oh, no.
Yeah. Plated shower heads.
Same.
Oh, we're going Same-sies. To have... In one of the villas... We have a double shower.
So a double-headed shower.
Double-headed shower.
So, di ba, syempre, when we first visit, you have to show us hospitality. Mm. So, alangan namang paggamit mo yung double shower ng mag-isa lang.
Na pwede naman. Magkabila. So, may tubig ka sa harap. May tubig ka sa likod.
Hindi.
Kaya mo na yan.
Parang okay din yung
Big girl ka na.
Hindi, parang okay din yung show me the way, ganun.
Ah,
how does this work again?
Ganun. So, ayun, lalagay kitang yung fully clothed kapat. Tapos yun, kaya natasin, alam mo, dapat marami tayong golden shower sa, sa villas natin. Tapos siya parang,
Excuse me?
I was like, no, because that's what it's called.
The trees.
It's so common.
I think they would look really nice.
Actually what I want, both. Because those are, for me, those are the two iconic flowering trees. The flame tree, the one, the orange, yung bright orange, na parang ipil-ipil yung leaves. And then you have the golden shower, which is like pure yellow. So can you imagine kung sabay silang... So can you imagine pag sabay silang namulaklak? Merong orange, merong yellow. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. And that sprinkling of yellow... That's not you sprinkling. That sort of like, when they start falling, the leaves, it's like a golden
orange,
shower.
Orange, parang ano pa check.
Yeah, hydrate. Lots of water. You gotta like, water it properly. Because it's not the same.
Baka hindi okay yun.
Flame tree.
Mm-mm.
So you can check it out. Lagay nyo.
Okay.
Tree. Mm. Golden shower flame tree. You'll see that yeah.
Sure. We're looking forward to seeing that in Palawan.
Yes. Okay.
Sa Isla Nyo. Hello to Mitch. Hello to Yon Tepian, who says, yung golden showers ba yung mabango?
Hindi siya.
Our school
wala siyang
has
amoy.
That. Sabi niya.
Basta super. Really? Kasi like we had one in front of our house when I was younger. Wala na siya eh. Wala na. Na-pupol na siya. Pero nung nandun pa siya, parang wala naman siyang amoy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but it's very messy kasi nga when it's flowering season. Will you stop? Will you stop?
Very messy, eh?
Kasi ano, parang like pag flowering season, the petals start falling.
Ang kalat, totoo. Ang kalat.
It hits you everywhere. So.
All over.
So yun,
honestly,
I didn't know that that's what it was called.
It was called.
I did not know that.
Yes, forever.
Something new every day.
Hello, ako dati pag sinabi mong golden shower, that's the first thing that comes to mind, the tree. The tree! Hello, bata pa. Oh, golden shower na yun.
The golden hardware in showers.
Same, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we've got our top 10 for today. Di pa ikaw yung... Let's start off with, let me see here, Siege.
Number 10.
Siege Kags, actually. Di ba ikaw yung naniniwala sa evil eye? Kahit na, parang ikaw yung pinaka-evil na taong kilala ko. Yung parang like, isn't it a little ironic? Because evil eye, basically, you put that in your house or your room to ward off evil intent. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily evil, like, demons and all that. But sometimes even evil intent. Kunyari meron na ingit sa'yo. Mm. Diba sometimes they send bad energy towards your way.
Yeah.
That's why you need an evil eye.
Parang supposedly,
pangontra siya. And it's ironic na kung sino yung very much into I need to protect myself from evil is not exactly the bastion of goodness.
Right. Look at the mirror.
Look in the mirror. Very that. Yung parang so funny that you should be so concerned about warding off evil when
when
one of the
yourself.
Worst people I know.
Yeah.
I'm, it's usually like that.
You're usually like
no,
that?
No, it's
no,
usually
because
like
they have
that.
No self-awareness. Okay.
Yung very...
Kusini yung mga... Uh-oh.
You know
true.
What I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And from Chasing Charles.
Number 9.
Diba ikaw yung kawalwalan ko kagabi? Pero pag pumasok the next day, on time, well-groomed, and todo perform.
Wow.
I could never do that. I would be so out of it. I that's why I don't drink anymore.
I remember nung party girl era ko,
yeah.
Which was like in college. Like I would, this was like frosh, so first year.
Yeah.
I would come in wearing like huge sunglasses.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos yung very yung alam mo na very oh she was out late last night.
Right?
Ganon.
Alam na alam mo.
Oo,
eh.
Tapos yung hindi nakikipag-usap, quiet and like ganon.
Tapos meron kang tomato.
That was my vibe.
Meron kang tomato juice. Diba yun yung classic ano, tomato juice.
To hydrate.
Or yung ano yan, mga those disgusting concoctions, yung egg yolk.
Ew!
Tapos,
I could never. Sarsi.
Tapos, you know, like Tabasco sauce.
Ugh.
Merong ganon, trust. Parang tomato,
really?
Tomato juice, Tabasco sauce, and then yolk, egg yolk. Basta ganon, ang weird ng mga
so
combination.
Strange.
But supposedly, it's the surefire, like, antidote.
I do remember my brother, like, drinking yung parang Sarsi with egg.
Oh!
Kasi parang for athletes, they used to...
Pero iba yun, ha? Like, alam ko not necessarily for, well, not just for... Because we used to drink that for Christmas. That's what we used to call eggnog. Na akala ko, yun talaga yung eggnog. Yun pala. Mm. Iba pa yung eggnog ng States.
Mm-hmm.
Which is gross. I mean, I tried it. When we went to the States,
how does eggnog
they said
taste
eggnog. Like? Akala ko Sarsi with egg. Because we used to drink that.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Ano yung legit?
Para siyang milky, milky liquid na... Basta kadiri yung taste.
Really?
But it's so weird. When I was younger... raw egg yolk ha? And then you put it in Sarsi and then you mix it was such a favorite of mine and the very thought of it now repulses me.
I mean,
I don't know
raw egg.
I don't know why I used to love it as a kid.
I remember like watching my brother drink it tapos I always thought it was gross kasi nga parang
yeah.
Ew,
oh, I loved it.
Eggs.
I loved
but I
it.
Guess for protein sa kanila cause,
sa
you know,
for taste because I was a child.
Huh. I oh, never tried it.
So it wasn't because I was an athlete or anything like that. It was more of like a treat. I remember pag Christmas season, my family called it eggnog. Hindi naman pala siya eggnog.
Eggnog is eggs, milk, cream, spices like nutmeg and vanilla and fortified with rum, whiskey, and or brandy.
Oh, siguro that's why I didn't like it.
The alcohol part.
That's why I didn't like it. Because they made me taste it when I was in the US. And I distinctly remember, this is not the eggnog I remember.
Siguro minus the alcohol. Parang it sounds good.
Like a virgin version of it.
Yeah, with cream. That sounds good.
What's your favorite Christmas drink?
Oh, we don't have Christmas drinks. What are the Christmas drinks?
Eggnog, diba?
Ah, well, hindi nga eh. Like, not that kind of eggnog. Yeah,
kasi
chocolate.
Kasi pag Christmas, parang yung batirol. Yun. Usual eh.
That's our favorite.
Glühwein.
Oh, what's that?
That's the, I know, the German parang sweet wine that they have in the... They put it inside a vat. And it's warm. Warm wine that you drink.
Warm wine? That sounds interesting. I would love that. Glühwein. Lalo ko malamig.
What's glühwein
lalo
in English?
Lalo ko malamig. Right? I mean, kung malamig yung panahon, like warm wine might actually be a thing.
I don't know about that.
Glühwein or mulled wine. Spiced wine. Made with red wine along with various mulling spices and sometimes raisins. So it's like it's like hot.
Gusto ko yung gusto wine. Ko na wine yung sintamis ng sunshine. Ano? Sintamis ng wine. Ano?
Sintatag ng sunshine.
Sintatag ng sunshine.
Okay.
And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number 8.
Di ba ikaw yung part-time teacher namin nung college na never pumasok kasi busy sa law school? Well, at least I'm glad all those absences paid off. Naging avocado.
Naging avocado siya. Nag-law school! Naging avocado!
Naging avocado! At naging abogado ka na pala.
An avorni.
Abogado. Naging abogado ka na pala. Pero paano? Like, bad form. I mean, naging abogado ka nga.
But?
Naging remiss ka naman in your duties.
True.
At saka, if you're going to do two things at the same time, do two things well. Hindi yung magsasuffer yung isa.
Half, yeah.
Kasi if you do that, today, baliwala.
Just focus on one thing.
Gave,
yeah.
You give two things 50% when you could have given 100% to one thing. Mm. Diba? And from Butter Baby.
Number 7.
Diba ikaw yung, well, true story. Sinabi talaga sa akin to. Diba ikaw yung mahilig pumunta sa mall shows ng foreign artists? Hanggang ngayon, ginagawa mo pa din. So, ang sagot ko, oo. Pero sa mall sa Thailand.
Wow! Level up?
Level up yan. And from Sophia.
Number 6.
Teka, ikaw, di ba ikaw yung umutot sa elevator tapos sinisi mo sa baby mo?
Oh my God.
That is horrible. Poor baby. Or di ba iba dog?
I don't know.
Oh, honey. I've read a lot of like mga stories na ganyan. Yung kunyari they're in a park, sama nila yung dog nila, tapos biglang they let one out thinking it was an odorless
at tapos may
park.
Tao.
Tapos biglang ang lala and it's like, oh, bad dog. Why did you...
Poor dog.
Tapos the poor dog would be like, I don't do anything. si Sina is so cute. He has a Bart. Every time he barks,
he farts.
Time, rap, rap, rap. Kasabay, kasi may effort, diba?
Yeah.
So when he pushes out his bark.
Because he's tiny.
So tiny. Every time he pushes out a bark, magpa-fart siya. So sabay, tawang-tawa kami every time he does that.
Does it smell?
No, not really.
It's more like just the sound.
Hindi lang kaya nung sphincter niya yung pressure when he tries to bark at another dog, right? And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number 5.
Diba ikaw yung nasa kumalat na video scandal na may tattoo ni Hello Kitty sa puwet?
Oh my God.
That's where they usually get identified.
Yes. They confirm kung sino.
Pag merong tattoo na telltale.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung masyadong, like ilang tao lang yung may, kunyari, Hello Kitty on the left arm and the American flag on the right arm. Yung medyo...
Well, duh.
Kahit walang face, we know yeah. It's you. Tapos they'll show you pictures of like maybe you at the beach
mm-hmm.
showing kung nasan yung tattoos mo. And then right next to a photo of the video scandal.
Yun lang.
Doon ka ma-identify talaga.
Kayo, pwede kayong mag-shoot from the neck down.
Tattoo-less.
And you can always deny. Kasi nga, exactly. Walang identifying tattoo.
Walang identifying.
Ako, I can't because I have like tattoos
that's
also.
True. That's true.
Although, I have to say, there's this one scene in Rent the Musical where I have to, let's just say, strip.
Hmm.
I have like a leather dog mask. And people were like, that's Marky. I'm like, no, it's not. How do you know? I have a big I have a leather mask on. And they're like, no, it's you. We know. I don't have tattoos. I'm like, it could be Chesco. They're like, that's not Chesco's body.
So now we know.
Okay.
We look for the dog mask. And from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
Diba ikaw yung, true story, diba ikaw yung elementary teacher ko na sinabihan akong sayang yung mukha ko because of my pimples? Thanks for giving me low self-esteem at 12 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Bakit parang ang lalala
again,
ng mga teachers ni Alma?
Again, with the horrible comments from teachers.
Is this another teacher or is it the same teacher? Parang ang malas mo sa teacher.
Ma.
What horrible...
Or napag-initan siya
maybe?
Nung particular teacher na yun.
Those are terrible things to
I
tell
know.
A kid. From Sophia.
Number three.
Diba ikaw yung girl na nag-graduate na UP valedictorian na summa cum laude din at 16 years old? Good morning, ma'am. True story. Na mga estudyante ni Mika Fudolig na mas matanda pa yung students niya sa kanya.
Oh, wow.
2007.
That's
true story.
Amazing.
So, apparently, there's this girl, Mika Fudolig, who graduated UP valedictorian and summa cum laude at 16 years old.
That's hardcore.
So, she was already teaching maybe at 17 or 18. And yeah, I entered college. I was 18. I was late. So, I was 18 years old as a freshman. So,
wow.
If I were the student, I would be older than my teacher.
I entered college at 16.
Yeah. Usually kasi ang standard is 17. That's what they say. So kung 16, you're a bit early. Ako naman, I'm a bit late.
Right.
17 yung ideal. Parang if you went to school at
the right
exact
batch,
age. Parang that's the right batch. So,
I went to school at 19.
Oh,
that's even later.
Because I went to school in Lasalle, diba?
Yeah.
Until third grade. And then when I moved to Germany for elementary school, they didn't count my first trimester.
Umulit ka.
So I had to repeat third grade because I didn't do the entire year.
The entire, because you didn't graduate.
Yeah, because diba, like our summer is earlier in the year and
yes.
Their summer is later in the year. So
yeah,
I didn't get to the end of third grade. So they made me repeat it. So I graduated 19.
And from Queen of Deadma.
Number two.
Oh, salamat, tama ang numero.
Pause.
You weren't here kasi you'll never hear the end
what
of this.
What happened? When
you'll
was
never
this?
Hear the end of this.
When was this?
Yesterday.
Queen of Deadma says, di ba ikaw yung nagsabi na okay lang na mag-cheat yung asawa mo basta sa'yo pa rin uuwi?
Ooh.
Eh bakit ka iiyak-iyak ngayon?
I mean, never say that.
Never say that.
Never say that.
Never
Why would you
that.
Even tolerate that?
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what goes on in other people's relationships.
True.
But
it's like when Mommy Strom was testing Daddy Strom through Marky Strom. When she was like, so Marky, what do you feel about if you see your dad with some young, hot thing on the street? How would you feel?
I'll be like,
that's okay. Wrong answer.
Imagine Kisha with her cleaver. Wrong answer.
I know, right?
Oh boy.
Alam mo, Mommy Strom, ano? It dragged me to hell, mo si Mark. Diba doon yung the lola
God,
was like
yes.
Pulling the ganun ba yun?
Yeah, parang ganun.
Ay, because I never watched it. So no, why was the grandmother pulling the girl from bed?
I barely
diba,
remember
parang she
it
was
na.
Sleeping in bed?
I don't remember the plot. I just remember
basta
certain
takot
scenes.
Like,
yung nag-fall out yung eye na isa.
Hindi ko na alam
yun.
I remember it was comedy. It was very camp.
It's, like, it's a comedy horror. You should watch it.
Kasi
it's
alam ko so... yung ano, yung natutulog siya sa bed, tapos bilang maya-maya, may humawak sa paa niya, tapos hinihila na siya nung grandmother niya na...
Ano kasi siya, very jump scare.
Yeah, pero
it's so scary,
it's not scary na you're gonna leave thinking na parang, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Hindi ganon.
It's,
like, matatawa ka na siya after. Matatawa ka na after.
How?
But it's a joke.
The guy with the title, done, like, Drag Me to Hell.
It's a joke done with, you know, the idea that you're laughing with them.
Yes.
Not at them.
Yeah. Okay. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Diba ikaw yung comes from Maxim the Winter.
Maxim the Winter says,
diba ikaw yung feeling significant na palaging may my two cents. And here's my take sa lahat ng issue na nagtetrend. Kahit wala namang nagtatanong.
The take that nobody asked for.
I can't. Hindi kasi I see this. I mean, people I don't follow. Diba, like, kahit naman hindi mo fina-follow, lumalabas sa timeline mo.
Uh-huh.
And then, may some rando person na bigla. Okay, here's my take.
It's really just for clout. Especially people, feeling ko kasi some people, when they experience, like, you know, creating a viral post. You do it once. Parang it gets addictive,
like,
I guess.
Yeah.
And then,
like
they need the next high. So, they have to, like, say something about everything, hoping one will, like, turn out to be viral.
Ang isa ko pang ano yung ano. Well, that blew up.
While you're here, ..
Hindi kasi meron pa, like, oh, little old me went viral.
I can't.
So annoying.
Like, ano na lang, yung sa akin, mas gusto ko pa yung, yay, it went viral. Diba? Parang, you know, own it. Yung meron pa na parang like, oh wow, like I didn't expect that.
I woke up this morning and oh my god, so many views.
I cannot.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. Kasi you kind of get it if it's like the person concerned, right? Kunyari, the issue was about, I don't know, a certain celebrity. If the celebrity says it, or maybe a friend of the celebrity, okay pa rin yun. Pero like literally... not connected to what's happening. And it's like, okay guys, here's my take. Lalo na when it's not unique.
Yeah.
I mean, gets ko pa yung, here's my take. Kasi you have a completely different take from everybody else's. Yung, alam mo yung very, ano, very like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that angle. Then yeah, go, I welcome that. Pero yung literally, if it's just anti or for.
Yeah.
And... you're just adding fuel to the fire.
Mm.
And nobody was really asking for your opinion. Nope. And nobody was really asking you to take a side.
That's how it is now. You know, people feel like they need a press conference for like every little thing.
Yun. I think it's that.
Really,
I really think it's that.
Yeah.
You see it all over X. It's always like...
because some of them, they're like pseudo celebrities like on the platform.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of followers. Yeah. And so
you kind of understand.
I guess, yeah. They feel like some people are literally waiting for their statement.
Okay. And we do have a couple of more batches coming right up.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Okay, can you just tell the story?
No.
I just went to the bathroom, right? Like literally just went to the bathroom. I didn't do anything else. Pagpasok ko, sabi sa akin ni Hazel, abo, nagbago ng anyo. Like, kanina ko pa kaya suot to? Wala tayo kanina pa. Ganito yung, anong bagong anyo pinagsasabi mo? Like, literally,
alam
I've been wearing this jacket.
Ako. Ano? Kasi kanina na lumabas ka, mag-isa ka, pagpasok mo, may nakapasa na sa'yo.
Ay, di. Di.
Anyway,
Nanakot pa.
We are now live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So please join us if you're not there yet. Somebody, Jake Rock. Hazel, Gaslighter Aguilon.
Sobra.
I'm being sensitive in yon. Not gaslighting. Alam nyo, that's not true. Si Jake Carl, alam mo, ako daw yung may kasalanan. Hindi ako yung may kasalanan. Diba? Na-establish na, diba? Na-quits?
Anong quit?
Hindi, kasi nga hindi ka nag-pause. So, it wasn't noticeable. It could you read two entries, like, in one. As in, two entries, pero isang number lang.
Pero hindi ko rin sabi mo, hindi, meron akong missing entry. Oh, hindi rin.
Hindi, meron ka lang entry na nakalimutan mong mag-pause for the number.
Or hindi ka nagpe-pay attention.
Eh, kahit nagpe-pay attention, hindi ko naman makiklik kasi tuloy-tuloy.
Hindi, pwede mo naman sabihin.
Ayoko namang interrupt ka eh. Kasi...
Hindi mo naman, pwede mo naman sabihin, Sir Chico. Pwede mo naman sabihin, Sir Chico.
Sabi nila kasalanan ng digital team yan.
Sir Chico, na-press na po ba natin yung number 4?
Sir Chico, dahan-dahan lang po ah. Kasi po, di ba, meron po tayong usapan na pag next entry, di ba, magpo-pause.
Oo.
Oo, di ba? So,
ako sabihin mo, Sir Chico, dapat po, di ba, ano, yung dahan-dahan. Kasi po yung balakang...
Dahan-dahan po kayo. Baka po yung likod nyo. Mabahama. Hey, anyway, baka gusto mo ko samahan sa Facebook Live.
Yun nga. Alam mo, ang kulit mo kasi kung hindi mo ako dinidistract.
Sabi ni Nikki.
Or ano ba, uso-uso yung, hindi mo kasi ako dinidistract.
No! Uso yun!
Maraming ganun.
Where?
Na-destruct ako eh.
Like, I can't.
Like destruction.
Stop. Sabi ni Nikki, why are mother and mother fighting?
Mother and mother.
Ay, nako. Anyway, while I wait for my co-host
ayan na,
oh, to join.
Ayan, pasok mo na kasi. Ay, pangit pakinggan.
Ready ka na?
Ready na
okay,
kanina
okay,
pa.
Okay, papasok na.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ito na. Okay. Okay.
Kanina ko pa sinasabi na...
And he's in, nandito. Ladies and gents.
That's a present. Okay.
Good morning!
Ay, teka, mayroong ano, ang ganda nito, oh. Sabi ni Judy
what?
Baby. Hazel, the anti-kabataan gaslighting party list.
Excuse me?
Anti-kabataan gaslighting party. I like that.
And kailan naman ako naging anti-kabataan? It's not my fault na walang pumunta sa birthday party nung batang kinukwento mo yesterday. And also not my fault na may maingay na bata sa play na gusto kong lagyan ng mask na nagmamuffle ng any noise, diba?
Okay.
So, I think parang wala naman yatang anti-kabataan dun sa mga statements ko.
Okay. Okay.
I merely was just telling the truth, right?
Sabi ni Juice Blanc, Chico, pasok mo na kasi ako, Hazel. And he's in us. Way.
Accurate.
Accurate.
Good morning to student Jock Aubrey from UST.
Hello.
She's locked in and tawang-tawa daw sila ng dad niya sa Nikki Ur and Nikki UR.
UR.
O, sinong gaslighter na pinagbibintangan ako na mali yung Nikki Y-O-U-R-E?
At, paano ang pag-pronounce?
Yur.
Yur.
Nikki Yur.
Nikki
so,
Yur.
Watch out for
apparently.
Nikki Yur.
Yur.
Joining our Nikki later on
yes.
Good Vibes around 10:30.
Nikki Yur with Nikki Perter.
Oh my God, you're both Nikki!
Oh!
Ganun talaga yung reaction ko yesterday.
Parang, hello Nikki,
so
I'm Nikki.
So embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
So it's Nikki Yur with Nikki Perter. Okay, okay, okay. We got it, we got it.
Parang ayaw niya. I see her outside shaking her hand violently. Anyway, okay, good morning as well to Edrickins. And what's up to Lilo Boy? Good morning to John and Mateo who says, good morning, baka pwede ko mag-request. Okay, sure. We'll try to play that one for you. Hello to Cyril and to Elmer Velasco. Also saying hello to Tino. And good morning to Missy who wants a birthday blend for her niece, Kat. It is Kat's birthday, my neighbor, Kat.
Oh, okay.
So let's do a birthday blend for Kat when Marky joins us. Happy, happy birthday, Kat!
Happy birthday.
May pamangga daw si Missy. Nag-message siya sa akin last night.
Gosh. So, oh, and can I say a big happy birthday to my niece, Christine?
Happy birthday,
happy birthday, Christine!
Christine
to Kuiji Poo Poo.
Kujipu. Your nickname for her?
Kujipu, yeah. Growing up, I always called her Kujipu.
You still call her that now?
Yes. Oh no, God. Even on my phone, she saved as KWI. Quick. People call her Kui now because I used to call her Kujipupu.
Hello to John. And John says, hello, complete na naman ang TMR gang. Yay, congrats to Marky for the opening of Rent. And I'm interested to hear your entries for the hashtag last week. Kaya daw ni Marky for how my friends would describe me. Kasi that was the talk that we did while you were away.
Oh.
Ay, ngayon pa lang sasabihin ko na. Meron akong answer.
Icon. Siguro gano'n. Icon.
Ito si Raja. More like gaslighter.
Balik sa'yo. Talbog sa akin. Balik sa'yo.
Pot-pot and cat-cat. At it again.
Actually, no. Very pot-pot and cat-cat.
Pot-pot and cat-cat talaga. And hello to Marvin as well. To everybody in the comment section. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, let's do the birthday blend without Markina para we can get started with the top 10. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear cat. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Kat! Happy birthday! See ya. Okay. So here we go. We've got our giant batch. So numberless na to. So wala na tayong abangan na missing entry. Kasi wala nang numbers. So thanking Mike Ferrer.
So hindi mo na kailangan
mag-pause. Hindi ko na kailangan mag-pause. So thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic. Di ba ikaw yung Queen of Deadma says, di ba ikaw nagsabi na God will provide? Kaya nag-anak ka pa ulit kahit hindi mo afford. Bakit nangungutang ka sa akin ngayon? Ako pa si God.
Well, you know, as much as of course, nakakainis na parang why didn't you plan better? At the same time, ang hirap din kasi to deny because you know they're desperate and they're doing
it for
the children. Na parang hindi naman namin responsibility yung mga anak mo.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, kung kaya mong tumulong, minsan parang you just kind of help them out anyway. And, as long as hindi pa ulit-ulit.
Pero I guess you temper both?
Or baka din kasi, who knows, maybe it's just like a phase na may gipit sila or something like
that's
that.
That's true too.
Maybe.
I remember the time na talagang just I had to borrow money just diba? To pay my card.
So, minsan din naman, you know, wag din natin i-judge too easily.
Mm. And from your cup of tino, di ba ikaw yung cup of tino sa radyo? Kaya utang ko talaga sa TMR, yung kasikatan ko.
I love it. Loves it.
From Fitz Villafuerte, di ba ikaw yung nakipag-break sa jowa mo? Bakit yung lungkot mo parang ikaw yung iniwan?
Well, they do say sometimes, mas mabigat yung dinadala ng person who broke it off.
Who broke it off.
Kasi, well, it was their call. So, sila yung parang, they kind of feel guilty.
Or kahit hindi ganun, but more of you were kind of like proven wrong. Yung ikaw yung nakapag-break because at the time it made sense.
And nagsisisi ka na.
Bigla silang nag-bloom. Not just physically, but like, alam mo yung generally, yung they became more successful, they became better looking, they just seemed like an infinitely better person.
Or they became
better
a better person.
Yun, a better person.
They became kinder.
So parang biglang, gusto ko yung nakapag-break. So parang, it's kind of weird, sila yung nakapag-break, pero sila yung malungkot.
True.
And from Maxim De Winter, true story, months after ko first na ma-meet si Mr. Actor Oman Sok, nanood ulit ako ng musical niya and asked for a signature. Then he told me, you're the one from the Philippines, right?
He remembered you.
Impressive. Oh my impressive. Gosh. I like that. So, in English lang yun, di ba ikaw yun? From Sophia, di ba ikaw yung pumapasok dati sa school na hindi naliligo? Ano? Na-encounter mo na yung beauty of sabon and tubig?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure you do remember classmates who weren't exactly big on hygiene.
Yes.
Me too.
Si ano?
Ako din, may ganun din ako.
Basta. Pero gets, like, you really do still remember them as that.
Basta yung last name yun, nagsistart sa P.
Stop!
No, because she really looked disheveled. Like, every day she looked disheveled. Tapos yung parang... no shade, pero even her mom actually medyo mukhang disheveled din. So, no, it's true. It's true. I'm not being shady. I'm just saying. Maybe it runs in the family.
No shade ha, pero kahit yung nanay mo mukhang...
Totoo kasi.
Dude, that's okay. All shade.
Hindi, pero yun nga. I'm just saying na parang sometimes it's not the kid's fault. Baka nga kasi, so because, they were brought up that way. Kasi yung, di ba, what if the parents hindi rin naliligo?
Hindi rin
maano,
oo.
I mean, hindi naman sa'yo hindi naliligo. Hindi araw-araw naliligo. Hindi kasi sila mukhang mabango. It's true. Kahit tanong mo pa sa mga friends ko. Oh, kilala nila yun, I'm sure.
No, sige.
Oh, tapos yung parang no, yung eyes niya lagi, naka-headband, tapos naka-ponytail siya. Tapos yung parang mas oily yung hair na basta, hindi siya talaga mukhang naliligo.
Okay. Oh, sige, on that note, sabay na natin kay Adventure. Mukhang umusbong naman kayo from the same, ano, from the same family. Sabi ni Adventure, di ba ikaw yung classmate ko nung high school na sa sobrang oily, mukha ng tanghulo sa kintab.
Tanghulo! I will never look at tanghulo the same way again. I love tanghulo pa naman.
Mm.
What's that?
Tanghulo is the best. Yung mga candied strawberries from like Japan and Korea.
Ah, okay.
Yung nasa steak.
Alam mo, I was ano ha? I'm like yesterday years old.
When you found out
when
it's called
I found
tanghulo.
Out that it's called tanghulo. I know what it is, but I never knew that so many people
actually,
know pala na tanghulo.
Lately lang, kasi parang
hindi
it's become...
Na yun ang tawag
no, no, lately lang na kumalat na it's called tanghulo.
Wait, tanghulo
because it's become a thing.
Is how
and people
it's
have been trying to create to make
where?
It. I'm not sure, pero that's just what they call
di
it.
Hindi here, diba? Not Filipino.
No,
right?
People know it now as... tanghulu. Kasi nga, parang nag-viral siya. I think on TikTok and people were trying to make their own tanghulus at home. So parang
China
may...
daw.
Mm.
So, thank you, Stelle. Apparently, it's called tanghulu from there. But it's a strange, ano, that it's not... I don't know, is that a Chinese word?
I'm not sure.
Parang hindi eh.
I'm not sure.
Diba? Tanghulu sounds like a, I don't know, very like Malay or African or...
Tanghulu is Chinese, sabi ni Aubrey.
Oh, really?
Thanks, Aubrey.
Oh.
It's a Mandarin word.
Parang hindi, no? Like, it doesn't sound very Mandarin-y. Tanghulo.
Yeah.
Parang, it doesn't at all.
I don't know. It sounds a little strange.
It sounds Pinoy, actually.
Very Pinoy, actually.
Can I just say sa tanghulo? Kasi I've only ever tried strawberries and cherry tomatoes. Diba in, I'm not sure if sa Taiwan ba o sa Korea yung dulo niya. Kumbaga sa barbecue yung taba.
Parang yun yung taba.
Oo, may cherry tomatoes sa dulo. Like, tatlong strawberries is may cherry tomatoes. And also, I've tried muscat grapes na tanghulu. Sa Boracay, meron silang assorted, parang mixed fruits. Tapos merong orange. Ang weird ng orange.
Oh, yeah.
And
Mandarin tanghulu. I saw it.
Yes. Tapos nung when my, not my inaanak, but yung kapatid ng inaanak ko, my Marie's child, the Frenchie, when she tried yung Mandarin, ayaw niya. Kasi yun yung first. Hirap, kasi ang hirap because it's big. Can you imagine? It's big. Tapos matigas. So it's hard to... Well, you can imagine. Mahirap siya. We're talking about a child. Can we not? Mahirap siyang kagatin for a kid. So parang gumive up na siya. Ayaw na niyang kainin. So what we did was, tinanggal namin yung Mandarin and then we tried to feed her the strawberry. She enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it. Stelle was saying, in my city, we have marshmallow tanghulu.
I'm not big on marshmallows kasi
oh,
I'm not
really
a, I'm not
I love marshmallows.
I'm okay with
I eat it, but it's not something that I...
I'm okay with marshmallows.
I get excited.
When it's like s'mores. Bye.
Ako,
now overload
it doesn't matter.
S'mores.
Basta
it's
marshmallows, medyo ano ko.
Kasi imaginein mo, chocolate na siya. Binalot mo, sinandwich mo pa sa marshmallows. But like, oh, nangingilo na yung ipin ko just thinking about it. So I'm not a fan of
sweet.
S'mores. It's too sweet.
But how about making s'mores?
I love making it.
Me too.
But when it's time to eat it, I usually just give it to the kids.
It's just cute, you
it's
know?
It's too sweet. Super, super sweet.
Uh-oh.
From 7070, di ba, true story, di ba ikaw yung, sorry, pag may silent rusher sa dating work office, sinasabihin nila sa akin, di ba ikaw yung nababasahan minsan ng entries na panay kalokohan? So I'm like, baka si Rudes Antonio po yun. So they're office mates pala, 7070 and Ruth Antonio. And Sophia says, di ba ikaw yung ang lakas mag-tweet dati na anyone who wins really deserves it? Bakit ang dami mong bitter discrediting tweets ngayon? Anyari?
I think normal na yan.
Normal na yan, yeah, nowadays.
You see that all
it's
the time.
It's all over the place.
Pag hindi nanali yung bet mo, you become very bitter about it.
Ang dami. And, especially sa Drag Race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many people like rooting for one contestant and when that contestant loses,
every
oh my God.
Single season.
We were talking about it. You weren't here kasi Marky. But Hazel and I were saying, alam mo, in the end, it's Mama Ru's choice. So there, it's pointless to argue na this like, queen
kasi
deserves
yung
it more.
Argument kasi parang, oh, so now the lip sync for the crown matters. Yung parang kasi nga, it's not consistent. I mean, the judging isn't consistent. There would be seasons na seemingly yung winner was based on like
track
who
record.
Had the best track record. Oh. Tapos may instances na parang who won the lip sync for the crown.
So which is which?
So which is which, diba? Na parang, but yun nga, at the end of the day, it's Mama Ru's show.
And that's why for me, it's brilliant that that's her line before she announces the winner. She always says, silence, I've made my decision. Like it's not
a decision.
It's not a democracy. Whoever I want wins.
Thanks, mother.
Hindi, diba? Ganun lang naman yun. So, end of discussion.
Yeah, period.
So, wag na tayo magtalo. Yun ang choice niya, tapos.
It's her show.
It's her show.
And she's also choosing based on who she thinks would be the one to best carry the crown.
It's not the Olympics.
Well, it is.
It's the gay Olympics.
No, pero get. I mean, sa Olympics kasi merong specific rules.
Uh-uh.
Merong time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, ito parang whoever she
I
wants.
I mean, all throughout the season, every single challenge, it's judged by her.
Exactly.
So, you know, even those arguable pa rin naman, even certain episodes, parang, oh, but this person shouldn't have been in the bottom.
Yeah.
This person should have won. Di ba ang daming ganon? So, when you think about it, at the end of the day, just let Mama Ru decide.
Yeah. I wonder who won Songkran Olympics.
I think it's Chinito. And from Poik, di ba ikaw yung branch supervisor na nagtaray sa akin sa office nyo? Because I dropped by unannounced, not knowing your boss took months to schedule that on-site meeting because I'm the country manager from head office. Ayun yung kawawa ka. Hindi mo alam higher up pala yung dumating kasi tinaray-tarayan mo. Not
be
knowing
careful.
Na, oh, be careful.
Kaya
that,
be careful pag nag-attitude ka.
It's always a good idea to be nice.
To be nice.
All the time. Yeah. Or at least professional. Kahit hindi nice, but be very professional.
Don't be mean.
Huwag ka magtaray. And, di ba, from Tampupu, di ba ikaw yung nagsabi na, I can tie you up and then do whatever I want? Oh, ba't ka nagalit nung tinali kita tapos nag-video games ako?
Ang tagal kasi. Hello,
yeah.
I'm waiting here.
I know.
Mm-mm.
Coco Hernandez says, di ba ikaw yung 4 liters ang daladalang water bottle? Para ka laging uhaw. We actually know a lot of people like this. Remember Aya? She would drink water like, are you okay?
Ang nickname niya, Camel.
Ah, really?
Kasi parang siyang camel.
Yung parang like, she drinks like an insane amount of water.
No, to the point I remember having this conversation with her before na parang she had to limit her water intake. Nasabihan siya. Na ng doctor na parang you can't continue drinking that way. Mm-mm. Kasi nga parang overhydration. Hindi siya dehydrated. Siya sobra.
Yeah. Rika din. To a degree.
Yes.
Drinks like more water than the regular
person.
It also depends on how much you're sweating and how much you're releasing from your system.
Tsaka I think it's just not a good idea to drink fast.
Dapat talaga unti-unti.
Dapat yung unti-unti, diba?
And from Jammer Monica, diba ikaw yung Disney princess na nakipag-break sa boyfriend mong afam sa Disneyland pa mismo at cry like a river ang drama dahil sa pabebe mong attitude. Tapos ngayon, hahabol-habol ka kay afam. Parang kompleto yung chismis.
Oo nga eh.
Alam mo na
yung
life story. From self-proclaimed gorgeous, Diba ikaw yung naka one night stand ko nung lasing tayo pareho sa bar 10 years ago?
Oh my God.
I'd like you to meet our daughter. Ang kamukha mo siya eh. Very ano, that heart song. Heart as in alone heart. All I wanna do is make love to you.
Really?
That's the alam mo, all I wanna do is make love to you. The story is, during one rainy night, she met this guy, handsome guy, and they made love passionately and then said goodbye. Tapos, she came across the same guy years later with her child, and it's like, please, don't say anything. I know that if you look into the eyes of this child that I'm with, you will see your own eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Because my husband can't give me a child. That was the reason I hooked up with you those many years ago.
Oh my God. Baby
and
daddy.
Don't say anything. You know, even if you see your own eyes in this child's eyes.
Is that what
That's what the song is all
is
about.
About?
Oh yeah.
My God. And is it a true story?
No, hindi naman siguro. Pero that's like, to do is make love to you. Lyrics. Ayan. Kasi nga parang like, maganda kasi the way they said it, yung pagkakasabi ko ang corny. Yun yung parang, then it happened one day. You came round the same way. You can imagine his surprise when he saw his own eyes. I said, please understand. I'm in love with another man. And what he couldn't give me was the one little thing that you can.
Oh.
How does that go? All I want to do is make love. Is that, how does it go?
But all I want to do is make love to you.
Ah, yeah, yun.
One night of love was all we knew. I want to do is make love to you.
Ah, yun pala. Oh, sige.
Another one to add to Chico's.
Diba ganon? Ganon yon. Ay nako, ano nyo? I-stream nyo. Ganon. All I wanna do is make love to you. Yun, ganon.
Si ano ba yun? Si Anne... What's her name? The singer of Heart?
Anne Wilson? Anna Nancy Wilson.
That's her, right?
Yeah.
Anne Wilson is shaking. Kabahan ka na, Anne Wilson. Someone's coming for your gig.
I swear, it's like in Rent, whenever we mess up and we say the wrong words accidentally in song, the director will come backstage and laugh and be like, ah, so kayo pala yung composer ng musical. Jonathan Larson, is that you?
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Sabi ni Hansel, magaling talaga na DJ si Chico.
Bakit ang ganda kaya? All I wanna do is make love to you.
Wala na, nakalimutan ko na how the actual song goes. Yeah, like completely.
Ang ganda, di ba? Parang
all I wanna do is make love to you. Ganun ba yun?
Uh-uh. Ooh. All I wanna
do
is make love to you. From Yano, di ba ikaw yung podcast listener? Tapos gusto nagsasend ng entry pero iba na yung topic that day. Guys, nasa hashtag the OC in me pa lang ako.
Kaya nga may podcast entry.
Exactly.
Hashtag TMR podcast entry.
You can. And we'll read it as a delayed entry for an earlier
exactly.
topic.
Exactly. Just make sure to use the hashtag so we see it. Or tag us.
Swerte Super Guy says, di pa ikaw yung classmate na nahuli nung high school na nagdala ng X-rated magazine sa Catholic school natin. Ginawa ka tuloy janitor sa school for 1 week.
Oh my gosh, buti hindi ako nahuli. I brought this like basically a porn book. Pero wala siyang images. It's a book. Like a fictional, basta parang adult fiction, ganun. So I brought it, tapos we called it the BK. The Banal na Kasulatan. And then like,
And then
I brought it lang naman for my friends, but it spread like wildfire. And then literally like everybody in class read it na. Tapos, bigla na lang nawala. Hindi ko na alam.
Cerex.
No, it was an English siya.
Ah, English.
I remember pa the ano. Oh my God, my parents might be watching, but who cares? Parang ano, beeline. Yun yung, kasi I think I found it sa stash nung brother ko. Tapos ninenok ko. And then,
alam mo, ang daming layers nung krimen nito eh.
Ko siya. Tapos nabasa ko, parang oh my God. Ninenok ko siya. And then I brought it to school. And of course, I shared it with like everyone. Tapos yun, parang di ko na maalala how I lost it. Either
Sabi ni Jamie,
I lost it
na iwan mo daw sa library.
No, I never brought it to the library. Either I lost it in school, somebody borrowed it, or I brought it home and, you know, who knows, maybe my mom found it and hid it.
Ayan, sabi ni John Sinai, kami ang dala namin na remate at tik-tik. Tapos tawa kami na tawa. Kasi ngayon, yung mga Xerex, di ba? Yung mga...
No, pero may experience din ako with that. Yan naman, ginawa namin. I was with Marie, my bestie in Paris. So, bumili kami kasi may parang nagtitinda ng newspapers and tabloids near the school.
Okay.
Bumili kami ng tabloid. I'm not sure if it was tik-tik or whatever. Basta yun. Tapos, I remember pa because we didn't wanna bring it inside the campus kasi pag nahuli ka, diba, de lagot ka. So, tumawid pa kami kasi may island across the school. Tumawid pa kami sa island. Sa island kami nagbabasa.
Oh my gosh.
In our uniforms. I think we were in elementary.
Kasi nakakatawa yung language eh, di ba? Yung
oh.
Naghuhumindig
oh my gosh, so funny.
What? Wait, so what kind of books are
these? Hindi, yung book na sinasabi ko, ito legit to.
It's like an actual like,
it's like a line of
fiction.
Books. It's a B-line publications, if I remember correctly.
And it's a story.
It's a legit like parang pocketbook, but basically X-rated. Think pocketbook, but like from start to finish. Very graphic. Tapos yung, alam mo yung, di ba, nagbabasa ka ng book.
Mm.
Tapos as in may, ayyoo! May ganun na parang puro vowels na lang na parang, obviously, it means like someone screaming in pleasure. Yung ganun. So very, alam mo yun, naka, ano lang siya, in words. Pero you can completely visualize like everything. Kasi
well,
very,
to be honest, okay. I had this similar phase, Hazel. But mine was all online. The stories were...
Ako din. Meron din ako online.
Yun. We're over there.
Yes, of course. So, there you go. Ayan, naalala ni Jamie. Oh, very graphic yung description.
Yung
yes.
Description.
And I remember pa the name of some of the characters. My Debbie. My Debbie.
Why is it always Debbie?
Parang Debbie Does Dallas. Basta may Debbie, tapos ano, para siyang camp counselor. Ayun, parang camp counselor. Tapos may boyfriend siya dun sa camp na fellow camp counselor. Pero she also hooked up with like the camp parang owner or leader. Yung parang pinakamadam nung camp. So may girl on girl action pa. Like, oh my gosh, sobra. Like madami siyang iba't ibang... Anyway, I'm getting too excited. Asan na ba yung book na yun? I wanna read it again. I wanna find something similar.
Okay, moving on. From Samgyup Kyle. Di ba ikaw yung pinagtatawanan yung mga wage earners kasi mas malaki ang kita mo sa MLM? Eh ngayon, hinahabol ka ng mga pinagkakautangan.
Ooh.
Ayan. Well.
It's a dangerous world.
It really is. From Self-Proclaimed Gorgeous. Di ba ikaw yung classmate namin nung high school na nabundol ng truck? Ba't nandito ka sa bahay? Eh, umattend naman ako ng bodo.
Oh my God!
Hooray!
Uy, meron ng ano, speaking of scary stuff, nakita ko meron ng immaculate sa streaming.
Stop.
Like, I saw it.
Stop.
Okay. Late last night.
Can I just say, in RCBC, where we are staging Rent at the moment, we have a young ghost running around. And, causing a lot of havoc and staying in one particular room. In most theaters, there's one room that you cannot open. One of the cast members decided to look in between the crevices of this room. And in the middle of the show, he doesn't know how it happened, he like looked at his back and he had 5 different sets of scratch marks, like little fingers on his back.
Mm.
So he decided to leave fruit, and the next show was fine.
Okay.
Next I mean, tanghulu daw yung iwanan niyo. Para extra sweet. But my gosh.
Yeah, it's scary.
Okay.
Because
okay.
They're saying that the kid's really excited because the stage is 3 floors high. So parang tumatakbo-takbo siya sa taas. Pababa.
Okay.
Yes.
And
ano, ito na, sige. The 2 tops. And the 2 tops. Diba ikaw yung comes from Tampupu and Kiko Man Machine.
They both say.
Tampupu says, diba ikaw yung malakas mang cancel ng ibang tao? Pero nung siya na yung kinakancel, biglang, huwag kayo mag-judge agad-agad. Hindi nyo alam ang pinagdadaanan ko. When the shoe is on the other foot.
I tell
that's
you.
That's always the case.
That's always the case.
It's called karma. Once you try to cancel other people, it's gonna come for you soon. Sooner than you think.
Parang ano yan, diba? Ano yan? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Parang ganun. Yung what you use to attack other people, yun din yung magiging downfall mo.
Yeah.
And from Kiko Man Machine, diba ikaw yung self-proclaimed perfect? But the data says the complete opposite.
Oh.
Alam mo yung pag ikaw,
feeling mo perfect
feeling
ka.
Feeling mo perfect ka. And yung press release mo perfect ka. But the data is the proof.
Mm.
Yeah. And the proof is in the pudding. Pagdating naman sa output, biglang, oh, akala ko ba perfect ka?
Biglang
akala ko
wali.
Ko yung pinakamagaling. Tapos ngayon, wali na wali ka.
You're okay. All talk.
What about us?
Us, di ba ikaw yun?
Before Nicky Yer is interviewed by Nicky Purr. Parang Kitty Purr, no?
Kitty Purr. Purr. Like a Kitty Purr.
Ako, di ba ikaw yung... When I started here, I remember... Di ba ikaw yung moaner? Kasi I used to listen to RX. Like before I became a DJ, I was like, I would call. Like literally, I would join like contests and stuff. And I would like join different shows. And my high school barkada kasi, yung name of our barkadas, the Moaner Society. So,
and what's going
kaya
on?
Kaya nga BK namin yung...
What's going on?
That book. Kasi nga, we were like little freaks. You know what I mean? Like, we were just very interested in a lot of that stuff. Not necessarily now we were doing stuff. We were just interested. You know what I mean? In it. So, yun. So, we decided to call ourselves that. Kasi feeling namin, marami kaming alam. So, dati, whenever like I would greet on air, I'd say, hello to all the moaners. I was like Hazel of the Moaner. So nung nandito na ako, parang si DJ Tom, di ba ikaw yung Moaner? Because I would call. I called him before. Ganon. And yeah. Yeah, you can still call me that. Yeah. Ako yun.
Sige, laglag ko na si...
Period.
Si Baby Whale. So nung nakilala ko siya, sabi, di ba ikaw yung DJ? Sabi ko, ako yun. Laki ako nakikinig sa station nyo.
Mm.
Ah, talaga?
Mm.
Di ba yung nagpa-play kayo ng old music pag Friday?
Wrong station!
Wrong station, bitch.
Oh, no!
Sabi ko, parang hindi. Hindi kayo.
Wednesday.
Na-late
ka ng konti.
Oo. Baka what you meant was Wednesday. Sabi niya, ah, oo nga, Wednesday.
Ay, ganon!
Ganon.
My favorite over the weekend was like, oh my gosh! Di ba ikaw yung nag-play ng ano Angel kanina? Ito siya kay Adrian. di ba ikaw yan? Bakit galing mo? Super galing mo. Ganyan. Ay, hindi po, mamaya pa po ako si Ransom.
Alright. Oh my
God. Oh my gosh, secondhand shame. I was like next to... It's
mistaken
hard
kasi identity.
Ang dami mga ano eh, alternates.
That's true. So,
and lalo, lalo kung malayo yung pwesto ng
pwesto.
And diba, like some of them kind of have the same look.
Right.
True.
So, true. Yun.
And ano, like hello to Jungkook's girl. Good morning from Washington. Finally
moved.
Oh my
gosh, good morning.
Wow. Oh
it's
my gosh.
The opposite
living
end. Wait.
The life.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
I think Washington State.
State?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the way, like I was there. I mean, I lived there for like
yes.
half a year. Seattle.
So, well, Washington suburb. State, how far is that from Washington, D.C.?
Oh, this is complete opposite. Washington, D.C. is near... New York. Washington State is West Coast.
West Coast, yeah. So, East and West.
It's above Oregon and above, like, California. Kasi California, Oregon, Washington.
Mm.
Tapos to the right, Montana. Yun, yung mga border ng, ano, ng Washington. Ah! Memories! Look at you. That's it, no? Everyone gave na?
I think so.
I think so. It, so, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see
we
you again
will
tomorrow.
Be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to The Morning Rush only here on The Monster. Bye.
Bye.